So critical readers question what they read. They suspend judgment until all the facts are presented, and then they evaluate and decide. Now, to make judgments on their own, the reader compares the text with external criteria that they've derived from their own experience, from research, teachers, and experts in the field. So background knowledge is really essential for critical reading to occur. Critical readers examine their own beliefs and the ways those beliefs have influenced their own and others' thinking. They challenge stereotypes. They consider multiple perspectives. They consider power relationships within particular groups. They read and compare multiple sources on topics in order to form a more complete understanding. And they look for bias in materials, realizing that no text is completely neutral.